Movie fans, you can rejoice this week. The Philadelphia Film Society is moving into the Ritz at the Bourse, which will become PFS Bourse in May. The theater has been completely renovated and will potentially host both mainstream and the arts fair that it's known for. PSF will continue also at its Chestnut Street location and for drive-ins at the Navy Yard. And if you've enjoyed the resurgence of the drive-in movie as much as we have, Delaware Art Museum's Drive-In Cinema is open for May movies, including Ed Wood and The Cotton Club.
New York was their kingdom. This was their playground, The Cotton Club.
But don't hesitate buying those tickets because they do sell out fast. Remember, tickets are per person, not carload, and they do come with a non-alcoholic drink. We'll have the link to buy at whyy.org/things to do. While we're on the topic of drive-ins, how about a drive-in play? Igopo Theater offers Nocturne, a mysterious play about a murder that takes place in an abandoned parking lot. To be clear, the murder doesn't take place in the parking lot. That's where the play takes place. Kind of interesting. It's part of Philly Theater Week, which ends Sunday. And while there are several productions going on, this one is the one that sounds really intriguing. Sorry, Sips fans, but I have to be the bearer of bad news. Center City District Sips, the summer-long promotion that discounts happy hour on Wednesdays, has announced that they are canceling for 2021. The organizers cited the uncertainty of COVID-19 protocols, although ironically enough, the city just announced increased capacity at restaurants and that indoor gatherings can resume on May 7th. New Jersey and Delaware are also similarly easing restrictions, so that's good news. And right on time for Media Restaurant Week. Now that's in media, not for the media. That ends on Friday with three-course meals from $25 to $45 and takeout and indoor dining options. Speaking of indoors, we all spent way too much time at home in the past year, and some of us realized we didn't always like what we saw. If home renovation or redecoration is on your mind, then head out to the Chestnut Hill Home and Garden Festival on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's on Germantown Avenue from the 7600 block to the 8600 block, and as you know, that's one of the city's most historic areas. And if you're intrigued by Philadelphia's rich history, there's a brand new way to experience it. The Faith and Liberty Discovery Center opens Saturday, and it is absolutely new to Independence Mall. Access to the Interactive Center, which also has a robust website, is ticketed, and of course, you will need to purchase those in advance. That's it for this week's Things to Do, but we will be back next week with more choices for your weekend fun. If you missed anything and want to know more, you can head to whyy.org/things to do. Have a great weekend, everyone.